Welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Acharei Mos Kedoshim, we're halfway through the Sfira, and on our way, Bezus Hashem to a Kabbalah HaTorah. As you know, Parshas Acharei Mos begins with the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, and it has the famous pasuk Ki Biyom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Tayer Eschem. Has the pasuk which says that on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu purifies Kal Yisrael. We understand that the Gemara din of what's going to happen in the coming year is on Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and after Zayin Amid Aleph. One of the items with which Chazal struggle is to understand if Yom Kippur is the Gemara din, if everything for the coming year is already decided on Yom Kippur, what is it that we do every day when we daven? When we daven for Rafa'enu and Baruch Aleinu, and any time someone has a need and he says a kapitel tilum, how does that work? I thought the chasima of the din is on Yom HaKippurim. This is something addressed. The Gemara does say in Rosh Hashanah that Yafa Tzaka Afilu Acha Gemara Din, that Tzaka works, it helps, even after the Gemara Din, and needs an explanation. The Tosfos there talks about someone who's sick. It says, if there's a decree an illness on someone on Yom Kippur, Masa Yechla Nigzar, when he'll be sick was Nigzar, and Masa Yavri Loi, when he'll get better, that depends on Tfilah. So definitely, I'm not questioning, Tfilah certainly helps, but I'd like to give a possible insight into our Tfilahs, given the fact that everything is Paskin on Yom Kippur. To do so, I want to step back and share with you something the Chafetz Chaim says in his Sefer Shem Olam, in Chelek Beis of Shem Olam, I believe it's Perek Ches. Chafetz Chaim there brings the issue of whether betochen, having faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will help you, makes sense only if you have zchusim, if you have merit, or can betochen somehow be poyel if you have no zchusim at all? In other words, what is betochen? Is it something blind, that if a person has betochen, it's going to help him? Or, no, it depends on the person's merits and whether a person has to have some sort of zchus for it to work. The Chafetz Chaim there brings B'shem the Vilna Gaon, B'shem the Gra, who says, Af Adam She'enoi Hagun U'Betech B'Hashem Koyach HaBetochen Megin Olav U'Mischased Imai Hashem Yizbarach. Even if a person is not deserving, a person really should not be getting whatever it is, but the Koyach HaBetochen, the Betochen itself, is Megin Olav U'Mischased Imai. The Koyach HaBetochen works for itself. On that, the Chafetz Chaim says, "Ken kosev hagra, the loy k'chayvas halvavis." The shita of the chayvas halvavis is it doesn't make any sense to have betochen. What is betochen? You have faith Hashem will help you. If you have schusim, if you have merits, you can have faith that you'll be helped. But if you have no merits, so then what does it help to have betochen? So at the Chafetz Chaim, the Gra disagrees. The Gra holds that it's not that way. The same achloikis is mentioned in the Krina Digrisa, the Stipler's letters, in Chela Gimel Igeres He, where he calls it not the Gros Shita, but the Ramban Shita. He calls it a machloikis, the Ramban and the Chayvus Havavais. The Ramban is in his Amuna Ubetachin, in the first parrot. He says, Afa pi she'ein biyadam maisim, even if a person has no merits, teda batzmacha shata rasha, and a person knows about himself that he's not worthy, I'll call Zeh B'tach B'Hashem Ki U'Bala Rachmin V'Yirachim Olecha. So I betochen. No guarantees, but it helps. Having betochen helps. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Keneged, the stipe calls it the Ramban against the Chayvus Havavos. The Chafetz Chaim writes that they're arguing in Pshat in a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Gimel. The pasuk says, "Ein Hashem el Yireyav, lam yachlam l'chasoi, l'hatzol mimavis nafsham l'chayosam barav." Hashem's eyes are to those who fear him, those who have bitachin, to save them from death, and to give them life in time of hunger. What's the taisha of the pasuk? The Chavis Havavis learns, it's one person. Hashem helps those who fear him and have bitachin and look to his chesed. The Gra says no. It doesn't say Yireyav Hamiyachlim Lachastai. It says El Yireyav Lamiyachlim Lachastai. So the Gra says El Atrei Devarim Heim El Yireyav and Lamiyachlim Lachastai. In other words, it says that the Gra is teaching that David HaMelech is telling us that if you're Yireyim, you deserve, and if you're Miyachlim Lachastai, if you have your eyes are to the Chesed Hashem, that helps you as well. What comes out is that we have here Chalukei Deis. Chavis Havavis takes a very strict stand. However, the Ramban and the Gra after him say, and the understanding of both the Chofetz Chaim and the Krein HaDegrasa is that we understand that to be the Iker, that if a person puts faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a whole heart to help him, himself, he says, Hashem, I'm not worthy, but I want to be zechet to your chesed, that itself is something that could help a person. Lefizeh, we can come back and understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yafet Sa'aka, Ben Kaidim Gezardin, Ben La'acha Gezardin. The Yom Kippur Din is Din. It's something based on a person's merits, based on a person's tefillis. It's Din, that's Yom Kippur. And that's Nechtam. What you're worthy of, the calculation, is Nechtam. However, tefillah that comes from bitachin, tefillah that comes from a faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, there's nothing to do with Yom HaKippur. If bitachin itself is a merit, so then that works. So that would explain our tefillahs, and would explain why it's an avodah shebelev. For tefillah to work, you've got to put your heart into it, you've got to put your mind into it. It doesn't have to be intense, it just has to be a simple thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, despite the fact that I'm not worthy. Help me anyway. Now, Shulchan Aruch, it says you shouldn't say, Hashem, I'm not worthy. But he says you should say, Hashem, I'm not worthy, but help me, either b'schus avoysai, or b'schus rachmecha harabim. If you say it that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer a message of faith and bitach. Going from a musav art, let's turn to a technical vart, and this is a technical question. However, a geshmaka technical question. We have in our parsha, in Achrei Mois, again, the mitzvah of kisui hadam. And the pasuk there refers to a oif and chaya sheye ochel, to birds or wild animals that are eaten. That on these animals, there is a mitzvah of kisui hadam, covering the blood that spilled during the shechita. Chazal say, asheye ochel, only if they're eaten. If you have an animal or a bird that was slaughtered shalei kedin, that's nevela, there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam. If you have a bird or an animal that's slaughtered and is found to be a treifa, there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam. Kisui hadam is only asheye ochel. The Gemara in Cholam Peivav says, what about if you have a bird that was shechted, and according to the mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Torah, you're allowed to eat it. But there's an issur d'rabbanan, whatever it may be, that prevents you from eating it. Is there a mitzvah of kisui hadam? Do we say, well, min haTorah, it's edible, and therefore, min haTorah, there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam? Or do we say, well, lamaisa, in practice, he can't eat it, so there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam? So Gemara over there says that there is a mitzvah of kisui hadam, and we go according to the deraisa for the deraisa, which of course is logical. For the mitzvah deraisa kisui hadam, we go according to the din deraisa. That's all fine and well. The question which I had is the following: there is a Mishnah Lamelech in the halachis called Hilchis Naara, Perik Beis Halacha Hei. It's a long Mishnah Lamelech, but it's a Dibra Amasla Vihine. The Mishnah Lamelech there establishes a rule contrary to what I just told you. It can't be contrary to a Gemara, but it seems to be. The Mishnah Melech there says that when the Torah says something, it takes into account the drabbanans. I'll give you an example. He mentions four examples. I mentioned, let's say, two of them, the easier ones. It says in Parsha Shoftim that when they went to war, the Kohen Gadol announced, Mi ha'ish ha'yarei v'rach ha'levav, who is afraid, go home. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Gemara says, it means Mi ha'ish ha'yarei mi'aveira shebi'adai, who's afraid of an aveira, go home. And there, in the sugi, it's very clear that it's talking about even an aveira d'rabbanan. Even an aveira d'rabbanan, the Gemara gives examples. Zok to Mishlam Elach, even an aveira d'rabbanan, you go home. Why? Because the Rambam holds that every Darabanan is really a deraisa of Lois Sasser, since the Torah commands you to go after the Darabanans. So it's included in the Torah, the Darabanans. When the Torah says you're afraid of a sin, we teach it even a sin, a Darabanan dikasin. Another example. A Kayain is not allowed to be Matame except to his seven relatives. One of the seven relatives is his wife. What happens if he married his wife, Be'isser? It's somebody he's not allowed to marry. He's a Kayin who married a divorced woman. So then he's not allowed to go to Levaya. He's a Kayin. And this marriage is an affront to the Kohuna. He's not allowed to go to the Levaya if someone he married, Shalaika, did. Question. What happens if he married someone who's an Issa Drabana? A chalutza is an example. A woman had chalitza. He married someone as an Issa Drabana. Is there an Issa Deraisa for him to go to such a Levaya? So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings, yes, that there is. And he explains it based on our Yesod, that when the Torah talks, it includes the Rabbanas in its discussion, since the Torah itself commands us to follow the halachas of the Rabbanan. So Drabbanans are included in the Deraisa Dika discussion. A very geshmaki Yesod, certainly, based on the idea of the Rambam Shita, that every Drabbanan is really a kiyum of a Deraisa, since the Torah says follow the Drabbanans. So Mishnah Melech has a rule that when the Torah speaks, it includes a discussion of Drabbanans. My ha'ara to you is that this does not fit with the din of Kisei Adam. The din of Kisei Adam that I mentioned earlier says when the Torah says Asher Yeyochel, it means anything you're allowed to eat min haTorah, there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. It doesn't say anything that you're allowed to eat even midrabanan. Because if the Rabbanan prohibits you from eating it, we'll say there's still a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Why don't we say Asher Yeyochel means that you're allowed to eat even midrabanan? We don't say such a thing. Sarach Bir certainly needs some sort of an explanation. Well, I have a lot to say on the topic, but time is running out. And I'll leave you to that thought. Maybe I'll sneak in that in Sukkah Dav Chav Gimel, it says a sukkah has to be Roy L'Shiva. A sukkah on sukkahs, it doesn't have to stand for 7 days. You don't have to take it apart. But the sukkah has to be Roy L'Shiva. It has to be capable of standing for 7 days. The Gemara has a discussion. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Remeir. What happens if I have a sukkah, and that sukkah, get this, is on a tree? It's not Roy L'Shiva. I'm not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Can I use it on Chol HaMoed? Is it a dispute? Rabbi Yehuda Remeir, yeah, it is. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not Roy L'Shiva. You can't climb up on the tree. It's a pasul of sukkah. Remeir says, no, that's a Sidur Rabbanan. But I tell you, it's kosher. So it's Roy L'Shiva. Wow. Are they arguing in our issue? Are they arguing? Why? According to the Mishnah Melech, Remeir should say, what? The term includes the Rabbanans. Anyway, we'll have a complicated topic for a call on a Thursday afternoon, but I'm sure you're all capable of taking this concept and running with it. Because it has connection to many, many aspects of Torah. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh and a preparation for Chag Kabbalah Satayra Bikaras. Good Shabbos.